Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
And whenever we need to know what is happening around the Gold Coast, we go straight to the Gold Coast newsroom. We find Rod McLeod there. Every day you are there, Rod. And very big day yesterday. The construction for the Coomera Connector was underway. They had their shiny shovels out there, didn't they? The pollies. We'll get to that coming up. But we're trying to curb knife crime.
Yeah, greater powers for Queensland Police. Those laws are finally going to be introduced and become law within a matter of days, which is good news. It'll allow officers in our party precincts here in Surfers Paradise and Broadbeach to conduct wanding exercises to detect metal, whether it's knives, screwdrivers or concealed weapons, basically.
Off the back of that horrific incident back in 2019 with the tragic death of Jack Beasley,
That's
right?
That's correct, yeah. The changes have been dubbed Jack's Law.
Yeah.
And, of course, named after in memory of Jack Beasley, who tragically died in that stabbing in 2019. The first sod of the Coomera Connector has been turned.
Finally!
I don't know which way it went, left or right, but it has been turned. So it's a $2.16 billion project.
It's huge.
It's going to be huge. It's probably going to take a number of years. Unfortunately, it will mean some disruption for our northern Gold Coast residents, people around Helensvale, Hope Island, Coomera. They can expect some delays because of roadworks that are going to be installed when the project is being built.
Yep.
But hopefully the end goal will be to take around 60,000 vehicles off the M1, which is more than needed right now.
That's 60,000 a day, right?
That's 60,000 a day. Yeah.
And, sorry, did you say when they're expecting this to be completed?
Well, that will depend on weather and things like that, but it will take a number of years before it's completed. But the sooner the better, guys.
Yes.
Get shoveling.
It's being built now.
Yes. And speaking of projects, this is terrible. The Tweed Rail Trail. It's only been open for a couple of weeks.
You spoke about this, yeah.
And already we're hearing reports of people throwing tacks and nails on this rail trail, people having punctures on their tyres or treading on tacks.
Yeah.
They're trying to establish why people are doing this. There has been speculation that some residents were not happy with the rail trail being built. They wanted rail services returned to the Tweed, but it just seems a blatant act of vandalism that's disrupting the whole project. I personally think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
People getting exercise and jumping on their bikes and walking along this rail trail.
All right, is it still open or have they closed it?
Still open.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there have been sections where they've reported nails and tacks being found.
And that is what you need to know.